Most of the time, Winona Bennett loved owning a mating agency, but she was having one of those days. The heel on her new shoe had snapped off, the air conditioning was on the fritz, her very pregnant niece Daisy had just waddled in and needed to see her instantly about some urgent problem, and to top it all off, she'd just thrown a billionaire out of her office. Orion Garrison, her richest client ever, gone. She stood in her lobby and regretfully watched him stomp out the door of her office, thudding down the stairs. His broad back was rigid with anger, head held high. She could practically see the indignation radiating off him, right through his hand-tailored silk Italian suit. Now there was a guy who wasn't used to hearing the word no.
"Why are you throwing the hot guy out of your office?" Daisy asked her curiously.
"Yes, yes, he wasn't just rich, he was gorgeous. Piercing amber eyes, silky black hair, sensual lips, cheekbones so sharp they could cut through glass."
"He did indeed seem like an ideal mating prospect, based on physical appearance at least," her new executive assistant, Gillian, chimed in.
Winona scowled after him as the door to the street slammed.
"Because he's being a dick, excuse my French."
"That's English. French would be, il est un bit," Gillian corrected Winona,
with flawless pronunciation and no sense of irony whatsoever. Winona exchanged an amused glance with Daisy, who was sitting on the couch with her hands folded over her big pregnant tummy. Gillian was a dream of an executive secretary, punctual, highly educated, and relentlessly organized, but she wouldn't recognize a joke if it bit her in the ass. Daisy glanced at the door.
"He was so hot, though. On a scale of 1 to 10, he's a 12.
At Winona's raised eyebrow, she added,
"What? I'm mated, not dead, for God's sake."
Then she flashed a wicked smile and said,
"And I didn't say where Riker fits on that scale."
"Where?" Winona gave her niece a fond smile. 6 months ago, she had arranged the mating between Daisy and Riker Harrison.
"Infinity."
Daisy patted her stomach with contentment.
"You outdid yourself. Riker is a keeper. Brought me breakfast in bed this morning before he left for work, as a matter of fact, and also did some other things I won't mention in polite company. I meant Gillian, not you," she added, directing that comment at Winona.
Then she looked at the door again.
"Are you sure about kicking him out? There must be some lovelorn lady out there who'd be a good match for him."
"No, it just won't work. He has a ridiculous list of demands, and he's in no position to be so picky."
"But he's so pretty," Daisy protested.
"He's also a dragon."
"Ah,"
Daisy nodded. "You're right. He's got a limited dating pool available. I'm surprised he even came here.